The Al Sabeen Hospital is a lifeline for children and pregnant women in Yemen's capital, Sana'a, but it's on the brink of collapse. The aid agency Save the Children provides support to the hospital. Its spokesperson, Mark Kay, has just returned from Sana'a, and he spoke to VOA via Skype from Jordan.
Before the crisis, it had a catchment population of about 300,000. But since the crisis, that number's risen to almost 3 million, with the entire governor relying on it for specialist care when it comes to women who are pregnant or children who are in special need.
Managers say the hospital has entirely run out of some medicines, including intravenous fluids, anaesthetics, blood transfusion tests and Valium.
Almost half their staff have had to flee because of the violence. And they're running dangerously low on medicines. They currently use 1,000 litres of diesel a day to run the generators to keep the hospital running, but those supplies were due to run out imminently.
More than 500,000 children are expected to suffer severe malnutrition this year. Doctors at Sana'a's Al Olfi Clinic say the situation is critical.
We are facing famine with our children. We can't be patient with this. We call on the United Nations to look at the children who are innocent and shouldn't be experiencing malnutrition like this, the fear and the anxiety we are facing.
Aid agencies blame the acute shortages on the Saudi-led blockade and bombing of the Houthi-controlled port of Hodeidah. Up to 90% of hospital supplies were routed through the port. Again, Mark Kay.
So what we really need to see is the de facto blockade come to an end and unhindered access for these absolutely critical goods. Otherwise, more children and pregnant women will pay the price.
Aid agencies warn that across Yemen, around 15 million people lack access to basic health care, and that will likely prove the deadliest consequence of the conflict. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.